Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream you wish to come true. So very lucky just to have some company to share a cup of tea with me. I'd take my puppy everywhere. La 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 la.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and yes, it is. It's Frisky Friday, and my lament, if only I could have a puppy. And Francine, I'm going to get her. Francine Armstrong is here with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. I'm a big fan, have been for many years, and my little puppy passed away a couple of years ago, and she keeps bringing these beautiful little puppies in here, and this one, uh-oh, I'm in trouble, y'all. Good morning, Francine.
Good morning.
Who is you have with us today?
We have Colby with us today. He's a little Maltie Poo that's 8 months old.
Oh gosh, y'all,
and
so cute.
Yeah, I knew he was your kind of dog, so
oh,
he needed to come visit you today.
So sweet. He's just like, he looks a little scared, and he's a bit just a big white puff ball, y'all. Just a puppy puff white.
He's timid, but he's it's just new people, but the tail's always wagging. He's a happy boy.
Well, we're here to talk on Frisky Friday. We have every week I bring in one of our local rescues, some of the organizations that are helping our animal population, cats and dogs, right here in the Pensacola area. Truly, one of my favorites is A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. So, talk a little bit about who you are. First of all, you're not a facility, but you do help with the rescues. You work with the other partners in the community. So, talk about how you got started, because you're the founder. So, tell us a little bit the history about the organization and what y'all do, I guess would be the way to say it.
Do is not something you say a lot in rescue.
Well, true. It's probably not the best choice of words.
I was a volunteer with a rescue for about 4 years, and when they were closing, they asked me if I would take over their rescue, and I didn't, but I opened my own and took in their dogs because I didn't want to have to deal with the back stuff on another rescue. So 2017, we started the rescue, and we've been going strong ever since. Went through a phase where we thought we were going to have to close just because of my health more than anything. I was exhausted, but finally back on track, and things are feeling better. I think we've straightened out most of my health issues. So now we're back to taking in dogs. We're trying to keep our numbers down some, but that's it's just almost impossible because there's so many strays here. I'm turning dogs away left and right, and it breaks my heart. But
all the shelters seem to be overloaded, because I talked to Humane Society, Escambia Shelter, Santa Rosa County Shelter. All of them are up to 200 or 300 animals that they either have in-house, or because they're all overloaded. They've even talked about having the dogs in their office space underneath their desks, and lots of fostering going on. And you have a lot of fosters with your organization.
I do. We're foster based. We don't have a facility. We have people show up at my house, but that's not how you see the dogs. Everything we have goes through our website. You get approved to adopt a dog, and then we start trying to help you find the right dog for you. We try to match up with the dog's needs and your needs, and we're pretty good at it. You know, we try to find them the best homes possible, because our goal is to make the dog happy.
Right.
And so we work real hard towards that and do a lot of checking and vet checks and home visits. And
is it Christy or Christine that works with you that does the Facebook page?
Christine does the Facebook page.
Fantastic.
And the applications, and she's a huge part of the rescue, and she does so much. And
hats off to you, Christine, because I'm obsessive. I look every day. I read all their stories, because what they'll do is they'll post on the Facebook page and their website with the story of how they acquired the animal, like what the background is or the circumstances. But then, because they have them with foster care, what's really special about that, the fosters can then report back to Francine and Christine and say, okay, well, this dog really gets along great with kids. this dog may not necessarily be a good fit for a home with a cat. They kind of get to know the animal. So there's a real, matchmaking process here, which
it
is
really
kind of nice, because a lot of times that's not the case. And I'm assuming that would mean you have more success with long-term adoptions.
We do. Sometimes dogs get returned. Colby got returned because he was struggling with potty training, but he had a rough start with potty training. Mm-hmm. He was with an older person who couldn't let him out, so he wore a belly band and a diaper.
Aww.
And so he never got the chance to be potty trained when he was really young. Now he's 8 months old, but he's doing so much better, and he just wants to please, and he just wants a lap and somebody to love him. So we do list everything about the dogs. That's why I think last month when I was here, we talked about reading the bios, because everything about the dog is in the bio.
So important. For example, just a fenced yard. You will say, if this dog is a runner and a zoomer, that.
Some of them escape out of even our yards, and we have to, go, okay, this one needs a 6-foot privacy fence.
Right.
This one doesn't need to be outside by itself alone at all, because it'll dig,
Right.
So we try really hard to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly, because otherwise they just get returned.
Of course.
You know, if it's not a good fit, we're going to be the first ones to tell you that, and we're not going to adopt it to you. People try to talk us out of it and convince us that it's okay if they don't like kids. They'll only get bit once or twice. I'm like, no, that's not how we do it. We don't want a kid to get bit.
Gotcha. Well, I've got a phone number where you can call in and ask Francine's questions about A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, or anything that has to do with fostering and how you can help. We have a text in from Michael who says, I'll take that puppy in the studio right now. It's exactly what I'm looking for. And he put, I've applied in the past, so you should have my information. All right. I don't know. Hold up, Michael, because I might be... This might be one. I'm just teasing.
We have a lot of different dogs in rescue. And so, if people are interested, sometimes they'll message me and I tell them the same thing. I don't do the applications. I do the dogs.
So where do
I take
you go?
Care of the dogs. So they message the Facebook page. If you've got an application in, you say, hey, I already have an application. Hopefully you were approved and got all that taken care of. And then Christine will work towards, reaching out to the fosters if it's a good fit. She will let us know, and then the fosters take over from that point, reaching out, talking to them about the dog. We've got a lady coming in tomorrow that's going to meet 5 of the dogs because she's not quite sure who she wants, and that's okay. We know she wants somebody.
Right.
And she's got an excellent vet check. And,
we can tell from a picture, but it really is that chemistry, that instant.
It is.
The instant chemistry. That's how I got the last 2 dogs have all been, where I looked in their eyes and the hearts went up into the universe.
I'm a firm believer that, they pick their owners. They know. And I've had dogs who we all adore, who we've done meet and greets with, and they just won't have anything to do with the person. And you're like, huh.
Interesting. Yeah.
And even to the point of growling and stuff. So then you turn around and you do a meet with a different person in the same setting the next week, and the dog's all over the person. So they know if it's their person.
Yeah. I love that.
I do too.
We're talking with Francine Armstrong, who is the founder and current, I guess you would say, director of Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. If you have a question for her, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Frisky Friday, Francine, and Colby. We'll be right back on Pep Talk. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, and we have Francine Armstrong here with us from the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. And Colby's in the house, a little Maltipoo that's only 8 months old. Oh my God, y'all, these little babies are so cute. But totally distracted. I appreciate so much everything that you do, because this is a 24/7 deal, right?
It is. It never stops. And, it hits a point where when we start having to turn dogs away, it's very frustrating to all of us too. But my fosters take what they can into their home. I take the overflow. And so right now I think I have.
Oh, hang on just a second. Hold that thought. Looks like we have some breaking news. So I'm going to go right to David Wayne in our news department. David.
Thank you very much, Megan. Good morning, 1048 at News Radio 92.3. And just a quick little news break here because the NASA SpaceX Crew 11 is launching right now at Cape Canaveral.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mission's full power and liftoff. Go Falcon, go NASA, go Crew 11.
And there is some live coverage of this, of course, on the NASA website. We'll have more on this here in just a few minutes. Meg, we'll go ahead and send it back to you. I just always think that's pretty neat to see when that happens.
Well, thank you so much, David. That was really cool here in the countdown. We appreciate all you do at News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is our news director. So thanks, David. Appreciate you. And we are here with Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. So we were just saying, talking about adoptions and a small place of hope, Small Dog Rescue. And you were talking about the process.
Right, yeah, and what I was saying is it gets to a point where you can't take anymore. I have 29 at my house right now, and that's a lot, you know. That's a lot of animals. I do a lot of cleaning all day long and taking care of little ones and baths, and, you know, it is full-time. And then you add the meet and greets in and all the things we do with the dogs, the grooming, but everybody's really good to us. They help us with donations, and that's something I wanted to thank people for. We just did a fundraiser for Midge, one of our little chihuahuas who had a perianal hernia, had to go see a specialist, Dr. White, in Fort Walton, and she had her surgery, and she is getting adopted already. They're very excited, so we're just waiting for her to get cleared from the doctor before we do pull the plug on the adoption. But she did really well, and we appreciate everybody and the money that they sent in to help with her surgery, because we can't do it by ourselves.
No way. And it gets very expensive.
Her surgery was $2,600.
Wow.
Not including all the other stuff that we did beforehand, her spay and everything. But it was worth it.
Okay.
She, you know, a little stray.
Aw. So what can we do to help? I know you do have an Amazon wish list, and I always say to my listeners, if you're at the stoplight right now, go to Amazon, right? And you can pull up A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, and your list is right there.
Yep. We've got Amazon, and we have Chewy.
Oh, Chewy. Okay.
Dog food is always helpful. We use Science Diet, small breed, and we get a lot of people who send us canned food, and they'll call and ask, okay, what's your need today? And when I answer, sometimes if I say canned food, I'll get 9 cases of canned food the next day, you know. So
fantastic.
People have been really good to us, and they help us a lot, and they keep us going, because without them, I would have to close. There's just no way around it.
Well, one of the things I was able to do is, right now I wasn't able to adopt, but I can be an angel. Talk about the angel program.
We have not been doing a lot with the angel program right now, but normally what we do with the angel program is we take a highly adoptable dog who is going to, as we call it, break the internet. There'll be people fighting over the dog, and their fee will be bumped up $150, and that's their angel fee. What it does is it helps another dog who needs either a reduction in their fee because they've been with us for so long, or if they had medical issues. And, you know, some of them, we had one yesterday, he 11 years old and he lost 27 teeth. Guess how much that dental is going to be, you know?
Oh my goodness.
But he was returned from 9 years ago because his owner passed away.
Aww.
And so now we have little Shadow, who's this 11-pound Pomeranian.
Oh, I saw his picture yesterday.
He's a big boy.
That's
Rocky.
That's Rocky. Okay.
Yeah. Shadow hasn't posted yet.
Okay.
He's a big boy. He's
Rocky's
20 pounds.
Got cute little ears, just saying.
Yeah. Well, there. Yeah. Rocky is getting adopted. Roxanne's on there now, the other Pom. But, you know, they're constantly posting new dogs on our website because we get in new dogs almost daily. I mean, until we hit a point where we have to slow down.
Right. So what are the pros of the smaller breeds for someone that's maybe always had big dogs? Because I had always had big dogs till I got a little one.
Well, you know, they're lap babies. They, you know, they can go places with you. So many places nowadays are dog friendly.
Right.
And people carry their dogs with them to different stores and restaurants. And
now on planes even.
Even planes, yes. They fly with them. And, you know, these little ones can go most anywhere with you, and especially if they're well behaved. And you can fit more of them in your house if you, you know.
Spoken true fact, 29 in your house right now, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I don't know how you do it. I really don't.
It's no fun. But six, in reality, six of them are babies, so that helps. Because at least, you
well,
know.
It depends on how you look at the babies. They also require more care, don't they?
Depends on what stage they are. Three of the little ones I have right now, mom's doing everything, so that helps tremendously. Aww. But that won't last forever.
So some of the breeds that you have, you maybe list off a few that some people can kind of think about the dog type of dogs that y'all take care of.
We have Maltipoos, we have Maltese, we have Yorkies, we have Terriers. We have some really cute Terriers coming available soon.
A little bit of
Chihuahuas.
Everything.
We have everything. I mean, just, you know, we have a little one right now that came in. She's, I think, a poodle Dalmatian mix.
Ooh,
the strangest little thing.
Yeah.
But we had to shave her down because she came in so matted. She looks like a Dalmatian right now, but I promise you she had long hair because I cut it.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, we know they're being taken care of well. It's a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Francine is here. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Francine, Colby, and I will be back in just a couple minutes. And we're back with Frisky Friday Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Francine Armstrong is here with a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Just a couple minutes left, Francine. What would you like to touch on this morning?
I think I'd like to touch on letting everybody know they can go to aplaceofhoperescue.com and they can see all the adoptable dogs. And if you watch our site, almost
daily,
every
really?
Day we have a new dog posted. Christine's been rotating them and getting them all in. We've got quite a few right now ready to get posted, and she's on it, getting them out there.
How many dogs do you have right now up for adoption?
39 right now.
Wow, that's a lot. Oh, my goodness.
That's kind of low for us, but we're trying to get even lower than that, but it just doesn't happen because of all the different strays and surrenders and... So we do as many as we can and do what we can.
Okay. So if you want to donate or you think you might be interested in fostering or adopting, how does the foster process work?
You go to the website and there's a volunteer application on there. You fill it out. You get approved just like you would if you were adopting. We make sure that, you know, you're a good person who takes care of your dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to match you up with the right kind of dog. But we cover everything. We cover the food. If you need anything, dog beds, food dishes, blankets, pee pads, anything you need, we'll provide that for you. The only thing we ask is that you love them, feed them, and get them to appointments.
Aww. Okay, well, we're here with Francine Armstrong, a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. And if you would, if you could tell us how we can reach you one more time. And again, donations are needed, right?
Yes, always. We appreciate them very much. And it's aplaceofhoperescue.com.
Aplaceofhoperescue.com. Definitely want to go there. And you can check them out on Facebook. Every day they're posting beautiful pictures and descriptions of these beautiful little babies. I want to adopt them all.
Check out Colby.
Check out Colby. Okay, thank you so much, Francine, for coming in on a busy Friday morning. This is Pep Talk. We'll always have Frisky Friday right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Have a great weekend, y'all. Be kind, be gentle, and most of all, love now.